Chapter 2, Toward Youthfulness. Factories are not making the 12-inch ruler any longer. Apparently, factories are not making the 12-inch ruler any longer. This is a terrible joke. So the 12-inch ruler is not getting any longer. But people, on the other hand, are living longer. Ah, the tantalizing prospect of defying time itself. I was born in the year 1961, and I have grand plans to live into the 22nd century with a swagger, living a ripe 139 years of luxurious existence. Why would you ever want to live to be so old? My friends ask. Well, the answer lies in the miraculous world of stem cell therapy. Now, some may dismiss such ambitions as delusional, but science is proving differently. There are brilliant minds out there who firmly believe that with advancing technologies, the dream of earthly immortality, a world without debilitating disease, may not be as far-fetched as it sounds. Of course, accidental death remains an unfortunate wild card, but let's set that aside for now, shall we? While some might dub this aspiration as mere wishful thinking, evolving scientific discoveries underscore the vast potential these treatments hold. Prusetti, 2021. Life's unpredictabilities remain, but our focus should be on these exciting breakthroughs. If you happen to be the skeptical type, perhaps fearing that their scientific claims clash with your religious beliefs, I urge you to consider the extraordinary lifespans of our ancient predecessors. Adam, our biblical forefather trailblazer, thrived for an impressive 927 years, while Methuselah outdid even that with a staggering 969 years of existence. And let's not forget the father of all the human family, Noah, who built an ark to brave the great flood and preserve humanity, all while being a spry 500 years young. And so with the ancients, let us also dive into the intriguing and comparative study of possibilities found in contemporary science. Enter Andrew Steele, a computational biologist and the mastermind behind the captivating book, Ageless, The New Science of Getting Older Without Getting Old. Steele, in all his wisdom, challenges the notion that aging is an unstoppable force, an unyielding companion throughout life. Oh no! He boldly claims that aging is not a biological inevitability. Modern narratives, especially in areas like anti-aging, have leaned heavily towards invasive solutions. But the tide is turning. As our understanding deepens, the emphasis is shifting towards treatments that work in harmony with our bodies. Across the globe, there's a glowing realization of the benefits of natural treatments, empowered by the work of institutions like the US-Mexico Stem Cell Institute. More individuals now believe in harnessing their body's inherent power to heal and rejuvenate, aligning more organically with holistic health and well-being. Believer. My wife's persistence, combined with my desperation for relief, eventually led me to take the plunge into the modern-day fountain of youth. The results? Nothing short of miraculous. Today, I stand, or rather move, walk, and live, as a testament to the incredible power of stem cells, exosomes, and PRP. I am healed. I know medical doctors don't like to use that word, but how else can I say it? Now, I realize that many in the Western medical community hesitate to use the word healed, perhaps because it implies a finality, a sense of completion, or maybe because it insinuates that the body, and not the doctor, was the true healer. But that's the essence of it, isn't it? Our bodies have a remarkable innate ability to mend, to rebuild, and to rejuvenate. All they need is the right environment, the right triggers, and sometimes a little nudge in the form of regenerative treatments. Looking back, I am grateful for my wife's insistence and the adventure she nudged me towards. It not only mended my back, but reshaped my perspective on healing and medicine's boundless possibilities. My mindset, and hence my life, is now changed forever. Imagine the possibilities. Instead of resigning ourselves to the gradual decay of our bodies and minds, Steele invites us to embrace the wonders of science and the transformative potential of stem cell therapy. No longer shall we meekly accept the notion that our risk of disease rises with each passing year. Instead, let us rise above the shackles of time, rejuvenated and revitalized. Now I present to you a tantalizing proposition. Through the marvels of stem cell therapy, we can tap into the regenerative power of our own cells, breathing new life into weary tissues and revitalizing our very essence. It's a chance to reclaim your youthful vigor, to frolic in the fountain of eternal youth, and to march triumphantly into the future, leaving the constraints of aging in the dust. So as we stand on the cusp of a brave new era, I implore you to open your mind, your heart, and your pocketbook, for immortality awaits. Embrace the Century Club. Let stem cell therapy be your key to a vibrant and enduring existence, and together we shall boldly step into the uncharted territories of the 22nd century. The choice is yours to make, to disregard or embrace this new revolution. Defining a revolution. In an ever-evolving world, change is constant. Yet not every change can claim the mantle of a revolution. As an inspiring-to-be master's history graduate student at CSUS, I took opportunity to research the meaning of a revolution at the UC Berkeley Library. Is there a better place to study revolts? I came to distinguish a revolution from mere shifts or transitions. At its core, a revolution is transformative, encompassing, and lasting. It's not a mere alteration or a fleeting trend, but a profound reshaping of the established order. Several hallmarks set revolutions apart. Depth of impact. Revolutions permeate every layer of society or the field they influence. They do not merely scratch the surface, they delve deep, challenging foundational beliefs and uprooting long-held practices. Breadth of influence. Their reach is extensive, whether it's a social, societal revolution that touches every individual or an industrial one that affects every sector. Its effects are felt far and wide. Speed of adoption. While the seeds of a revolution might be done slowly, once they take root, the change is rapid and often irreversible. Think of how quickly the internet permeated global societies, changing communication, commerce, and even culture in its wake. Disruption of the status quo. Revolutions are, by nature, disruptive. They unsettle the familiar, pushing societies or industries out of their comfort zones. They introduce novel paradigms that often stand in stark contrast to the accepted norms. Enduring legacy. The changes ushered in by revolution are lasting. They set a new standard, a new normal, which subsequent changes and evolutions build upon. Reflecting on these characteristics, it becomes evident that true revolutions are rare. But when they occur, they leave an indelible mark. Their implications are manifold, influencing not just the immediate landscape, but setting the stage for future developments. They reshape narratives, redefine priorities, and recalibrate expectations. Understanding the nature of revolutions provides a clearer perspective when identifying them. It allows us to discern between what might be a temporary wave and what promises to be a tidal shift. And as we stand on the cusp of the regeneration revolution in medicine, it's crucial to recognize its magnitude, its potential, and its promise to redefine our approach to health and well-being, and most importantly, the grand blessing that the revolution can be to you personally. Could this understanding lead you and I into a healthier future, into one of grand delay, of the inevitable reaper? Defying the grim reaper's grip. Aging, not cancer or heart disease, is the world's leading cause of death and suffering. Steele, 2020. The inevitable dance with the grim reaper himself. Aging, the leading cause of death and suffering in our world. It is a formidable adversary, surpassing even the notorious villains of cancer and heart disease. But no worries, for in the realm of scientific advancements and cutting-edge therapies, a glimmer of hope emerges. Yet while cancer and heart disease may dominate the headlines, it is the slow and steady march of time that ultimately claims temporal victory over us all. 1 Corinthians 15:22, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." As the years pass, our bodies and minds succumb to the wear and tear of existence, subjecting us to an array of age-related ailments and diminishing our quality of life. But let me tell you a secret, one whispered in the hallowed halls of medical breakthroughs and whispered with anticipation by the most brilliant minds in the field. It is a truth that challenges the very fabric of our understanding. Aging is not an immutable fate. It's not an invincible force to be reckoned with. Within the depths of laboratories and research institutions, scientists toil tirelessly to unravel the mysteries of aging. They seek to defy its grip, to unravel the intricate mechanisms that lead to its pernicious effects. And in their pursuit, they are uncovering remarkable breakthroughs that hold the promise of extending our years of vitality and defying the limitations imposed by time itself. Imagine a world where our bodies remain resilient, our minds sharp, and our spirits vibrant well into our golden years. A world where the ailments and afflictions associated with aging become relics of the past. It is within our reach through the wonders of medical science and the marvels of regenerative therapies. Stem cell research, genetic interventions, and rejuvenation therapies are among the tools at our disposal. They offer a glimpse into a future where aging becomes a mere inconvenience rather than an insurmountable obstacle. These pioneering treatments hold the potential to repair and regenerate damaged tissues, rejuvenating failing organs, and slow down the relentless march of time. But, as with any revolutionary path, it requires bold individuals like yourself to take the first step. By embracing these groundbreaking advancements, you can start on a personal wandering to rewrite the narrative of your own aging process. You can defy the limitations imposed upon us by the passage of time and revel in a life of vitality, purpose, and fulfillment. So I extend to you an invitation, one that may alter the trajectory of your existence. Join us on this awe-inspiring quest to challenge the inevitability of aging. Together, we can push the boundaries of what it means to grow old gracefully and rewrite the rules that govern our mortality. Remember, the leading cause of death and suffering is not an invincible foe. It is a challenge that science is poised to conquer. Embrace the possibilities that lie before you, for the trek to defying the grim reaper's grip awaits. Let us walk hand in hand towards a future where age is but a number, and the beauty of life knows no bounds. Take a moment to tally your score to get an honest picture of where your health is today. No more secrets. We all have secrets, but now is the time to get serious about yourself and your health. Sherry. My wife's own quest with pain mirrored mine in intensity, but varied in its course. Her struggle centered around her lower back, L4, L5, a source of agony so debilitating that we found ourselves hopping on flights from our Army advisory position in Guatemala to the United States. Each trip was a desperate bid for relief, if only temporary, through the fleeting effects of cortisone shots. It was a taxing cycle, both emotionally and physically. Every quest back to the States was a stark reminder of the impermanence of the solutions Western medicine offered us. Each return trip to Guatemala was filled with the dread of impending pain's return. It was during one of these exhaustive searches for lasting relief that she stumbled upon stem cells. The idea, then in its nascent stages, promised more than just pain management. It hinted at actual healing. Skeptical, but hopeful, she began to seek deeper, unraveling layers of research, testimonials, and studies. The more she learned, the more it seemed like the universe was pointing us towards this path, not just for our personal healing, but for something much larger. It was not long before our shared experiences with pain, combined with the groundbreaking potential of stem cell therapy, sparked an idea. What if we could bring this revolutionary treatment closer to those who needed it? The seed of what would become the U.S.-Mexico Stem Cell Institute was planted. Our initial endeavor was filled with challenges. Bridging the gap between innovative medical treatments and traditional medical apprehensions was no small feat. Yet every obstacle was met with determination, fueled by our personal pain and the profound transformations we had witnessed firsthand with stem cell treatments. Our granddaughter, Sophia, also spurs us on. She is the miracle cerebral palsy healing displayed in the back cover of this book. We took her in for stem cells and exosomes to help her cognitively, to perhaps give her a chance to better swallow food, to avoid having to wear a feeding tube the rest of her life. The immediate healing of her distorted, dislocated hips was a miraculous, unexpected result. Today, the U.S.-Mexico Stem Cell Institute stands as a testament to unexpected results. Our mission goes beyond just offering treatments. It's about redefining the very essence of healing. It's about showcasing the body's incredible potential to repair and renew, challenging the boundaries set by traditional medical practices, and pioneering a future where true healing is not just a possibility, but a reality for many. Our experiences, both as patients and pioneers in the field, have given us a unique perspective. We understand the skepticism many feel, having felt it ourselves. But we've also experienced the profound impact of the regeneration revolution. Now, we are on a mission to share that with the world, one healing story at a time. You are reading this book and are captivated by the idea that getting old does not have to be a miserable thing. I am trying out my hypnotherapist's son's power of suggestion. As you peruse these pages, a tantalizing idea begins to take hold. What if getting old did not have to be a wretched affair? What if, perchance, there existed an alternative, a ray of hope amidst the relentless march of time? Allow me to indulge your imagination and introduce you to the enchanting world of stem cell therapy. You have had the privilege of witnessing the dawn of the second decade of the 21st century. And with this auspicious timing, a choice presents itself. A choice that the well-heeled and the discerning few among us can seize with both hands. Enter the realm of alternative medicine, where the highest quality and most viable stem cells await your beck and call. Now, you have a decision to make. Will you bide your time succumbing to the uncomfortable woes of growing older? Or will you, in a bold act of defiance, leap onto the cyber highway and click on our website, www.usmexicostemcellinstitute.com. There, you can schedule a free consultation call with the most informed stem cell doctor we know, Doc Ivan, a luminary on the Mexico Council of Mesenchymal Stem Cells. Just 48 hours later, picture yourself reclining in the cozy embrace of an easy chair at our illustrious Tijuana clinic, ready to partake in the elixir of youth, stem cells, sourced from the pristine umbilical cord tissue of a brand new healthy baby. Oh, the wonders that await you with a simple IV infusion of these miraculous stem cells. You can enter upon a transformative expedition. Allow these magnificent cells to dance through your veins, rejuvenating your body from within. And for those pesky areas of damage or discomfort, no worries. Our skilled practitioners will give you rejuvenating stem cells, revitalizing your tissues and joints. In fact, you can call us right now and set an appointment. If after hours, please leave a message. 385-373-9166.